Before Sirindas gets to speak, I want to speak. I didn't speak anything about Chandrasekhar Maharaj because most all of you know Chandrasekhar Maharaj very well. Most of you don't know Suradas nearly as well. My first encounter with Suradas was in an airport distributing books in an amazing manner of book distribution. He helped train me, and along with the airport party was known at the time, others distributing books in airports, and then from that I came back to New York and distributed here, and we, for the whole Christmas season, distributed books together, a whole giant party in the O'Hare Airport. And my next association with Suradas was when I took sannyas. I was traveling around North America, and he was the president of the St. Louis Temple. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
The installation of Krishna Balaram. I just happened to pop in for that event. And while the president of the St. Louis Temple, Suradas, distributed as many books as almost any temple in North America and made many new devotees just from his long arms that could reach out and connect with people and bring people in to become part of the Krishna consciousness movement. And then years of service in the BBT, developing the, when you write into the secretary, he would get that information and then we'd dedicate a whole day just to reaching out to people, the mail order department. Brought many, 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 many people closer to Krishna and Krishna consciousness movement, and had a thriving bhakti program just through the outreach work that he was doing. And now his dedication to Srila Prabhupada is untiring. It's just going from town to town and village to village and city to city and giving the holy name in a very creative way. I'm sure it's touching the hearts of many people. I don't know the details of that. I hear from time to time how Ramabhadra just described some people that some programs you did in New York, and then they came to the temple and they're just like very enthusiastic to learn that, oh, I didn't know there was a temple here, and finding out about Krishna consciousness. It's very ingenious preaching that you're doing. May you live a long life. And may your voice hold up too.
I want to thank Opa Maharaj for giving me the opportunity to say something and to be here at this blessed event. Actually, I wasn't even sure. I didn't know that this was the Vyasa Puja weekend. We were coming here for Kirtan at the Lotus Studios, and we had planned already, but by Krishna's arrangement, it's one of Maharaj's Vyasa Puja. And actually, many of you may not know, Rupa Maharaj, as a brahmacharya, we were both very young. I think I was younger than him. Actually, I know I was younger than him.
I'm 6.
A lot younger. I think you joined in 72.
No.
71?
70.
70?
Yeah.
I joined in 73. I was a much younger, inferior devotee. And we were traveling, the temple president in Seattle, Sukadeva immediately sent me on the road with two or three brahmacharis. And at that time, in 1973, I suppose Maharaj might have been doing it before Monday, but I think he started around that time. There were brahmacharis in vans crisscrossing the highways of America and doing book distribution. So we were coming out of Seattle, there was a party out of Detroit with Ghosh Prabhu, there was a party out of San Francisco with Keshava Bharati and Vaisisika, and the party out of New York, you'll be happy to know, was led by Ramapada Maharaj at the time, by Ramachari. And I think he had with him, if I'm not mistaken, Rasa Raja and Pratyananda.
Yeah.
Those were your boys.
So there were two others.
Maybe one of them.
We had a party of four and sometimes a party of five.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Gopi Janabhava was one.
Gopi Janabhava. But you'll be happy to know that Lompat Prabhu in those days, he was the leader of the Sankirtan Temple. And when we run into each other on many occasions, of course we were fighting over the different college spots, parking lot spots. But unlike some of us who were very passionate, I guess you could say younger men, Lompat Prabhu at the time, was very learned and very even keeled. It was hard to get him riled up like we would each other. He was in a special class of Sankirtan. And later, as Mara said, we crossed paths again in the airports. I think it was about 1975. Mara was one of the premier book distributors, not just Sankirtan leader, but himself. He was going throughout the airports, and especially I remember in Chicago, and Maharaj, in his very mellow and gentlemanly way, was distributing at least 25, 30, 35, 40 books every day in O'Hare Airport. He was one of the leaders of book distribution. And I know he sang my training, but it was at one time I was in charge of the Sankirtan devotees, and I quickly heard that Ramapad Prabhu was upset with my leadership.
Who told you that?
I didn't have my passion wells. But we remained as good friends and distributed books together. Maharaj went back to New York and was the Sankirtan leader for many, 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 many years of the New York Temple. If you can imagine, Maharaj has been here in New York as his Prabhudana Desh for 38 years. Actually now 39 years. Most of you are in your 20s, maybe some in your 30s. He was doing this when you were old men and old women in your best life. Same thing. So, Mars was leading up the Sankirtan, I think even for many years he became president of the New York Temple. There were many different managerial positions. But one thing that sticks out the most with me is Mars was right when I was doing the secretarial work. I still do. For the BBT, and we were cultivating people, we were getting many letters, we were getting many requests for books, and we keep it on the database in the early years of computers, early 90s, and we'd send out reminders to all the temples and all the temple presidents and all the Sankirtan leaders. We have this database. Here's some letters that they've written us. They're in your area. Write us. We'll give you their names. We'll give you their addresses. We'll give you the letters that they wrote to us. Preach to them, please, because we can't handle it all. And we didn't get any response from any temple except from Ramapad. They were so honored. He had one lady secretary, I can't remember.
Mr. Vinda, she's watching right on this little webcam. No, she's on the webcam. She's in.
Anyway, they were so honored that every few months they would make us, they would get us to put together the list for the zip codes all over America from New York and New Jersey, Chicago and Kansas and Oklahoma and wherever Marsh's travels were. And they cultivated these people, maybe some of them, I don't know. Maybe. But they cultivated these people, the only one. And then I was given the task just a week ago at the BBT as the accountant. They asked me to put together the list for 2007-2008 book distribution by the GBC leaders of each of their zones. So we compiled a list of all the GBC men, the temples that they're in charge of. And after I finished 2007, we're just about completed 2008, so we know what that looks like also. years and looked at the different men in alphabetical order, you would be very happy to know that except for the Tsar, which has Los Angeles, which is cheating, that's not fair, except for the Los Angeles temple, the biggest book distribution zone in all of North America is owned by Maharaj's son. And not just by a little bit, but by, as you'll see hopefully, the results of this, they're supposed to come out on the 7th when I return on the 6th. We'll compile it all night. And when, if we get a chance to read it, it's by 3 or 4 times. So I was thinking when I was coming here, what a benediction that after all these years, to Prabhupada's order to fulfill my mission that every man and woman in the United States gets a book, and Prabhupada Maharaj is very vigorously, along with all of you wonderful disciples, pushing on that mission all over the United States and making sure that Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada's purports, Srila Prabhupada's name is heard in every town and village. So thank you very much, Prabhupada Maharaj. We're very happy to have your association and proud of all your service to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai!
Just let me amplify the importance of book distribution. One of the things that our GBC is doing currently is we've added an extra meeting. Thanks to all of you, I was supposed to be at another GBC meeting this very weekend in London. I told them I can't go. I had this meeting. But it's, you know, specific planning the future. You know, the buzz, the lingo is strategic planning, but it's thinking, where do we want to be? Where do we like our society to be? We're custodians of some level of responsibility with the society, so where do we want our society to be? And one of the primary features of where we want to be is, once again, or say, ensuring that this great importance of book distribution, is in the lives of each and every devotee that's in this follower of Srila Prabhupada, because during Prabhupada's presence, certainly that was an understanding. If you weren't distributing books, your service was somehow connected to seeing that books were distributed. Whether it was a leader, or the pot washer, or the temple commander, or the pujari. The service of each and every devotee. So we're very largely a congregational-based organization in the United States now. There are certain temples with temple devotees, but much larger congregation-based. That same training that we received, you heard 3 times in a row, this year, it's not like, you know, we went out for a Saturday and book distribution at a table somewhere, someplace. For years, that's all we knew was book distribution. Day and night and night and day and day and night and night and day and day after day and week after week and month after month. And our lives were book distribution in service to Srila Prabhupada. So now with this congregational-based movement, that we have lots of services. Oh, I know very, 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 very well the lots of services that you are taking up. There must be some space in your day, week, month, or year, some expression of book distribution as a member of Prabhupada's family. Book distribution needs to be part of your life. Somehow, somewhere, individually, whatever works best, fine. Somewhere, somehow, book distribution. And, you know, a major component of that book distribution that is attached to my name is a product of Suradasa's presidency. There's, you know, Chakri and Divya. in the St. Louis Temple every day, well, not every day, but 5 days of the week, is you know, in Divyananda is in his 60s. He's a senior citizen probably by now. Rupa, what's Divyananda's age? Okay. Goes out 5 days of the week and distributes books in the airport. And there's a couple of others, but how long is Divyananda going to be able to distribute books? And Chakri, and so please hear this message. Consider how you do your little part, and then everyone do their little part, and it equals a lot. Take it seriously. Consider how I can, not they can, but I can do something to further the distribution of Prabhupada's books. Please. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.